Thursday, the 25th of September, and here's my special message to BizNews Premium members. It's been a pretty disruptive week with Wednesday's public holiday, but still a heck of a lot that was achieved in the past few days, and I'm looking forward again to another big week coming up next week. You might recall that on Tuesday we have our portfolio. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and Tuesday coming will be the last one of September. And this time round, we are going to be launching a brand new portfolio, what we call the Ricardo portfolio, after my friend Ricardo Leal, who wants to invest in shares, hasn't done so, certainly not properly until now, and asked me what's the best way to go about it. Well, first of all, the best way to do it is to buy shares on a monthly basis. In other words, you take advantage of what's called Rand cost averaging. The second way is to find stocks that you'd like to own forever, and so you buying a certain amount every month. And then the third way is to, well, don't look at them too often, but do have a little glance now and then to make sure that the companies haven't gone off track from the reason why you bought them in the first place. And that's what we're going to be doing on the Ricardo portfolio, kicking off on Tuesday. And I hope you're going to join us then. We'll have the, you can get the link, you'll find the link to the portfolio in the newsletter on Monday and again on Tuesday, so we'll get those to you. But this week, although it's been a shortened one, I've got two new members of the portfolio. I've been working on this for a while, and those of you who have been investing in the BizNews portfolios will know pretty much what's going to be in there. But this week, we added two new ones. Now, the first one was after a conversation that I had with Yanni Durant, the chief executive of Remgro. That was on Tuesday afternoon after the financial results were released. And then the second one comes from a conversation I had today with Peter Major. More of that in a moment. Let's just start off, though, of the news you need to know today on the political front. Crazy things happening at the United Nations. The Americans have stopped funding, and that means that around about 20% of the income that the United Nations depends on is no longer coming in. So they actually, when Trump came to power, he just stopped sending checks. So it wasn't surprising to see that there was, call it sabotage, maybe getting their own back on him. When he arrived at the United Nations building to address the General Assembly, as did many in the last day or so, Donald Trump walked up to a perfectly functioning escalator, and the minute he put his foot in it, the escalator stopped. He was obviously not terribly happy about that state of affairs. And then when he started speaking, the microphone went off. But no trouble to Trump. When the microphone finally went back on again, he just overdid his time, stayed for 40 minutes, chided the Europeans, said to them that unless you stop buying the energy from Russia, we aren't really going to be there to help you help Ukraine win this war. And he thought it was pretty crazy, actually, that the Europeans are buying energy from Russia, which is then funding the war, which is threatening them. So all around, rather strange. Anyway, the United Nations also saw Cyril Ramaphosa taking the stand for the general in the General Assembly. And just like Trump, when he was building up to a crescendo of his story, the microphone went off. So you just got to wonder what's going on. Is it just incompetence, or is there some kind of a sabotage that's going on there? Unfortunately, we aren't hearing of any tunadering between Trump and Ramaphosa. Maybe they are meeting in private, although Trump doesn't tend to do much of that. He seems to be living his presidency in the public eye. But what we are hearing is that there is to and froing between the negotiators on the trade deal or proposed trade deal between South Africa and the United States. At the moment, South Africa is paying a 30% duty on all goods that go into the United States. And the US has come back with its requirements, its demands. Many of them we understand of a political nature, and expropriation without compensation being one of them. It wouldn't have helped the Ramaphosa stroke ANC cause that the expropriation without compensation case, which Sakalicha has now brought into the public arena, it's kind of hit through this week, and is it's going to be even more in the spotlight in the days ahead. So it'll be interesting. I think it's the 31st of October. They are having a mediation, apparent mediation, and then there's a court case that's set down for February next year. This is to do with a 32-hectare plot that the owners wanted to develop into housing. The Ekurhuleni Metro decided that it would rather just expropriate that land and not grant them the right to develop the housing. And then on top of that, they'd expropriate it with nil compensation, and the land was worth somewhere between 30 million and 60 million rand, depending on who you believe. But they would expropriate it with nil compensation because it's in the national interest. Well, or I suppose the public interest is the way that they put it. That's all going to court. That's an EWC test case. And as Yanni Durant said in the conversation we had earlier this week, that this, if it goes the wrong way, this could be very, very bad for South Africa. Part of the story there is that the EFF have got the housing and the community services portfolios in the Ekurhuleni metros and are almost certainly the ones who are driving this issue. Talking about Yanni Durant, with a fascinating conversation about Remgro and the financial results for the year to end June. You can get that full conversation in the BizNews in-depth on an in-depth channel. We got two channels now on YouTube. The one is the traditional one, the BizNews TV channel, where there's 275,000 subscribers. And then there's a new channel, BizNews In-Depth, where it is a more refined audience. And if you want to get that full interview, that's where you head for. There is a highlights package that is on the BizNews TV, in other words, the broader channel on that. Then part of the reason there is that you can now buy Remgro at 60 cents in the rand, probably even less. And that's why, and I love bargains, and doesn't any investor, we're going to be adding Remgro to the Ricardo portfolio. Also in the Ricardo portfolio is a mining company called Orion. Orion is mining copper in the Northern Cape, some historic old copper mines that it has reopened. Fantastic assets, fantastic reserves, according to Peter Major. Copper is a fabulous mineral, much in demand in the new age that we're going into. And as you're buying Orion, it's something like 5 to 10 cents in the rand, given that it needs capital to develop all of those mines. That's going to be in our Ricardo portfolio as well. But more of that next week. Until tomorrow, lovely talking with you. Cheerio.